Hey everyone, this is Michael from Theme Park Brothers. I wanted to take a minute to talk about Enchanted Rose Photography. Those listening may know that it is my wife Christina's photography business, but what you may not know is why she started it in the first place and what makes me so proud to be her husband. When our oldest son Jordan was around 1 year old, we decided to go to a photography studio. We had a good experience and at the end were shown all the printed out photos and given the prices. We were a newly married couple with a young child with very little expendable income. We bought one photo and Christina was very upset that all of the other photos that had been captured of her little boy would be shredded. This lit a fire beneath her, and since then, she has been doing what she could to help others not have this same scenario happen to them. After over 10 years, she still provides her services at very reasonable prices and still gives the client all of their digital photos with a release form. I'm very proud that she has stuck to her mission, even though many have told her that her business has suffered because of it. If you find yourself in Central Florida and would like a photo session, check out Enchanted Rose Photography. You won't find a more patient photographer who goes above and beyond for all of her clients. She tends to book up quickly, so be sure to lock in that session for your next vacation.
Hello, welcome to the WDW Review, and I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by my co-host, Stacey Nyman. Stacey, how are you?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
Excellent. Stacey, you sound good and clear today.
Good. Excellent.
So, in full disclosure, a couple of shows ago, you know what? That's just what happens when you have three hosts in three different locations, and sometimes the little gremlins of the internet play havoc on your sound. So it is.
Yeah, or you have four kids who are also all trying to use the internet in the house at the same time. So
it is what it is. It's it's real life. So we're good with it. So, you know, when Scott Ferrioli does his YouTube videos, he always says, "We'll try and do better next time." And I think he always means it jokingly. And you know what? We're going to steal it from you today, Scott. You know what? With that one, it was a great show. But, you know, we're going to try and do better next time with the sound if we have any control over that. So it is what it is. We are going to do a wrap-up show today. So, Stacey, what should we talk about? What are we wrapping up?
It's like coming to the end of summer. Is that the kind of thing you're thinking about?
Yeah, like candy corn and fall
like
color.
Fall, yeah. Wait, no. You talk something. What? Yeah. I'm so confused. We just got back from the Indie Disney meet. So we are going to do a review on that and just talk about just some of the awesome things, and it was just great time. So look forward to kind of rehashing and sharing some of those memories.
So right now, if you're on the East Coast or West Coast or you're in Florida, you're like, do I want to listen to this show? And I'm going to explain why you might want to consider listening to this show. And so this is full disclosure from Chris. I had known about the Indie Disney meet for several years prior to the actual meet. And Stacey, you were there. I saw pictures of your family when you were just going just to hang out.
Yeah.
And in the back of my mind, I always gave it just a passing thought and was like, that's kind of cool. But like, it never registered more than that. And you know, to be honest, like sometimes meeting the people you know on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, like through social media, it can be a little intimidating because honestly, they're like just like strangers. They're weird. You know, you don't know who they are, you know, so you're kind of nervous about that. You're nervous about driving to Indy. So I always gave it just a passing, that's cool. Never really committed to it. And then when Aaron had asked us if we wanted to run a booth, it kind of crystallized that we needed to do that. And I went in last year with like a real anxiety-filled week of preparation. And what I got from last year was the introduction to a lot of really cool people and a lot of really cool things. And you realize that, yes, in every community, you're going to have like some weird guys and some snark and some, you know, especially on Twitter. But you also meet like what is to be some of the best people in your life. And you realize you've got a community of people. Everyone who's gathered here is like your friend. Florence Hanke Porter last year walked up to me and gave me a hug like I had known her for like 20 years. You know, Stacy, I had never met Florence before in my life, you know? And like, she wasn't the only one. There was a bunch of people like that last year. And pretty soon I realized, like, I don't know about you, like, if you try a food, you'd always avoid it, and then all of a sudden it becomes like your new favorite food. I had like regretted every decision that I made. It was like, nah, this is just for passing. No, it was really fun. If it wasn't the entertainment, it was the raffles. And if it wasn't the raffles, it was the people. And if it wasn't the people, it was seeing guys like Lou and Mike Rallman and Jeff Barnes. And, you know, we listen. A lot of the people we listen to, you guys listen to. So to see them and know they're real people, which sounds weird. I pinched them, you know, make sure they're real people. you know, nudged.
Yeah, he almost got escorted out.
It was uncomfortable for a while. you know, it was such a fun, welcoming, supportive experience. If you ever debated, if you live in Colorado, if you live in Pennsylvania, if you live in Florida, and you're like, "Eh, that's kind of weird. It's just a weekend." I'm telling you, it is a really fantastic experience and completely worth your time. And you're like, "Well, we'll get together someday at Walt Disney World, right, Stacey?" I mean, we always think, "Oh, we're going to take this big family vacation." It may never come. You know, that may never be in the cards for you. This is a different option that doesn't cost as much. It's a good drive for a lot of people. Some people, it's a really big drive. But, like, it's a really good, wholesome, family fun experience. And I regretted it immediately last year. That last year was my first year, you know?
So right.
That's my long-winded next year, if you're debating going to this indie Disney meet and you're thinking, will I have fun? Will it be uncomfortable? Will it be awkward? It's going to be fun. We had a girl, talk about Andrea Harrison. How courageous was she today at this year's meet, Stace?
For sure. She did, you know, she's doesn't know us at all. You know, like all the people who stayed at our hotel, we had kind of met before. I think I'd met everybody before. I don't think Andrea had ever met any of us before. And she came and just jumped right in. And by the end of the weekend, it was like, oh yeah, we've known each other for years. So that was really cool. I mean, I liked seeing everybody, but it was really neat to have some fresh blood there.
so our plans were not small by any means. We had thought, okay, 2018 was fantastic. 2019, we're going to go again. And instead, we're going to go and we're going to bring all of our friends with us. that's like the truth.
Exactly. Yep, for sure.
So we had in our private Facebook group, in our closed Facebook group, which everyone's welcome, just request to join us. A bunch of families said, you know what? We'd like to go. And I think it'd be more fun if we hung out by the pool and we had breakfast and lunch and together and kind of hung out like a family. So one family in, two families in, three families, four families, five families. I better call for a block of room. Before I know it, we had like seven, eight families and more possibilities. We had between 25 and like 35 people potentially showing up. And I think it'll only get bigger. And here's the deal. We all knew each other. But Andrea and Matt Harrison, they had never met us, like you said. They literally took a blind leap, hoping that we weren't crazy psychopaths in this weird
Well, they had some indications that we were a little bit crazy, but that, you know, it speaks a lot for them that they still came.
Awesome. So tell us first off, we can go over the whole weekend here. We'll do it mm-hmm. quickly so we don't, you know, so no one, you know, completely tunes it out, but tell us about your adventures getting there, how far you drive, and like what happened to the Nyman clan.
Yeah, that was a very adventurous drive. We've always gone to Indy on Saturday, so we've never spent the night on Friday night before. But last year, being part of the expo and everything, I just felt like I was in too much of a rush to really go into the meet with a calm heart. I was just kind of frazzled last year. So I decided this year we were going to go down on Friday night instead. And so we left after work. Everything was fine. Everybody was excited. It was my husband, Scott, and then our two younger children, Griffin and Britta. And we'd stopped and gone to the gas station. We'd stopped for dinner. All of a sudden, Britta is saying that her stomach hurts. She has to go to the bathroom. She couldn't go to the bathroom. And she was walking and she was kind of doubled over and, you know, just really looking like she wasn't feeling good. We got into the car and she ate. So we're like, okay, she's okay there. She's eating. And then all of a sudden, she just started screaming her head off, just like a high-pitched, distressed scream. And saying, you know, my stomach, help me. And, you know, your heart is breaking because you can't do anything sitting in the car. And, of course, as soon as this started happening, we get in traffic. And the traffic is just backed up there. They were starting to move to one lane to do construction overnight. And so we started Googling hospitals because it seemed very serious. And the next hospital was about 22 minutes away, but Google Maps was saying it was going to take us about an hour to get there with the backed up traffic. So we sat there. We got to the hospital in Lafayette and ended up going into the ER, checking in, and we were there about 11:30 at night.
There was no turning around because, Stacey, where you were at, if everyone can listen, like Chicago, Lafayette, Indianapolis. Lafayette is like the 2/3 mark to Indianapolis.
Yes, so, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you're almost, all the chips are in at this point.
Exactly. We were almost there. And it should have taken us about 3.5-ish hours, I would say. And we had left at about 5:30, I think. And, I mean, Chicago traffic was horrible, too. And so we get to the ER at 11:30, waited for a really long time, and went to check to see where we were in terms of getting in to see a doctor. And there were still 4 or 5 families ahead of us. So at that point, Britta had fallen asleep. She wasn't in, you know, as much distress as she was before. We decided to leave, and we figured that we would get to Riley's Children's Hospital in Indianapolis if we really needed to. We might as well just keep on going. Ends up, we got to the hotel. She was saying her stomach still kind of hurt a little bit, but she went to sleep, woke up the next morning, and was ready to go. So I'm not sure what was happening. It could have been gas. You know, for a 4-year-old, they have sharp pains, like gas pains, not knowing what those are. That could be pretty scary to them. So that's the only thing I can think of. She didn't have any other, no fever or anything.
Did she have Taco Bell?
She did not. We did stop to get her McDonald's, but so when she was eating in the car, she didn't eat. She ate the apples, and we got her apple juice because I figured we might as well try to get something moving with some fiber. But that's really all she ate in the car. So yeah, nothing like Taco Bell or anything like that. But that might have actually been a good choice. Maybe we should have done that. Get some White Castle or something in her next time.
Hey, Britta, here's a chalupa. All right. Yeah. So we're texting back and forth, and we have a very similar trip from where we live, which is just outside of Chicago, and the traffic was awful, and of course, we should have expected it. We're leaving right at rush hour, having to go fight through the city to get down through Indiana. And then all of a sudden, I saw you say, we're going to go to the ER, and my heart sank, and I was like, oh, no. You know, just for you guys, for the experience, because, like, the most vulnerable moment is, of course, when you're out of your city, out of your hospital area, you're on the road, you're just trying to do something right, a little different, and all of a sudden, you're in some odd hospital, you know, just trying to get relief for your kids.
Well, and it intensifies things so much, because if we were at home, we would have obviously called our pediatrician. They would have given us advice on what we should, you know, let's watch her for 24 hours. Let's do this. But being on the road, it's like you don't really have any choices. You know, you got to figure it out in a pretty quick way. So,
well, for that one, the actual remedy for that, Stacey, is 2 bean burritos and a cup of coffee, and you're good. I guarantee whatever you got.
We will keep those in the emergency kit in the car.
Whatever you got in you, it's not for long, I promise. So what time did you actually check into the hotel?
I think that we got into bed around 2, I think. I can't remember. It might have been like 1:45 that we got to the hotel.
Okay.
Yeah, at that point, I have no recollection.
Gotcha. You were just texting me right about the time I was actually checking in. So we got to the hotel slightly or before, maybe it was right at 10. And bear in mind, there's a change, and we stopped for gas and we stopped for food as well. There is a change, you know, because you're going to the Eastern time zone.
Right, and yeah, we have different time zones.
And that's where you texted me, and I was like, oh no. So I wanted to make sure, seeing the parking lot, I wanted to make sure the room was good. So I said, is this room secured? And they were like, well, we're going to hold it until just about 2 o'clock. And I was like, well, they need a room, but they're going to the hospital right now. And they're like, well, yeah, there's a chance that it could be cleared out. I was like, no, don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, definitely wasn't Disney magic happening with the American.
Correct. I was like, I will pay for the room just to make sure they have a room. Don't do that. Then you got it switched later on, so no problem. But initially, I was like, what? You know, I know they're coming. I mean, I'm literally telling you they're going to be here. We have 12 other families here. They're going to be one of which, so... when I checked in, Rick Forbes and Tim were waiting as a welcome wagon in the lobby. So,
that's so nice.
It was good to see those guys. So again, we had Rick Forbes by himself. His kids were busy and his wife was, you know, staying home. So Rick actually drove all the way from West Virginia by himself. Tim and Amy were down there. Jamie Price came in the next day with his son Carlin. Chad with the whole Pennycuff clan showed up a little bit later. The Nymans, the Malik's, who are we forgetting? Andrea Harrison. Who
Katrina Lee Tyler, that poor family. My story is nothing compared to theirs.
Correct. So Katrina and Tyler show up the next day and tell us the story about more kid illness. What's going on here?
Yes. So I guess their son Carson was having almost the same symptoms as Britta was having, except for Carson had a fever. So Tyler had stayed back at the hotel with him while Katrina came to the meet and with their daughter, and just kind of I felt so bad for her all day long as I just kept I know what she's feeling, and I'm sure she's feeling guilty that she's there and not at the hotel, and then they ended up having to leave early, so they didn't even get to stay the night. But Carson, I believe, is on the mend. He's back to normal now. So it was probably just like a weird little bug that's been going around. And
if you're listening to this and you got kids, you know the best laid plans of mice and men. It means nothing. You know, any given day, your plan can go completely awry because of illness, sickness, whatever. You just got to roll with the punches. But they literally drove up for the afternoon from Kentucky to drive back that afternoon from Kentucky.
So yes, they did. I know all the way.
So that's just a little bit about like who we were staying with at the hotel. But let's talk about the meet itself. What does that actually entail for a person that was visiting, and what does it entail for us, Stacey? You want to talk about how we like prepared and set up for that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the meet is set up. There's on one side, there's just a ton of tables for people to sit, and the tables surround a few different areas. There's a main stage where the different entertainment options are. There's a little raffle area with all the different prizes that you can win with your raffle tickets that you purchase. On the other side, there's some food tables, and they had food donated, and it was just kind of coming out all day long, sandwiches and pizza and things like that. By the way, this entire meet, the admission is free. So that is another really amazing thing. You're not coming and, you know, putting in tons of money. You're coming and it's free. Now, what you do at the meet is another thing. You can you're raising money for Give Kids the World Village. So in the back part of the hall, there's a whole area of silent auction items. And that's probably the bigger fundraiser for the Indie Disney meet. So you can go and bid on things, you know, take what you would have spent on lunch for your family, because you're coming, getting all the food and everything for free, and put that toward raising money for kids. And then in our area, we were on the other side. We were in the expo section. The expo was filled with all different types of Disney people. There were podcasters, there were travel agents, there were authors, there were entertainers,
Candle, the Lemon Sisters, a bunch of
absolutely
people.
Merchandise and stuff. Yeah, so I mean that was just really cool too, just to kind of look around and see, you know, all these people that you've made friends with all these years, like Chris said at the very beginning, but to also be able to open your eyes to some new Disney ideas and things that you hadn't seen before. And I'm not huge like in the Disney celebrity. I don't really know a whole lot of Disney celebrities, so that was kind of fun to open my eyes to new people that I had. Everybody else had obviously known who they were, but I learned about them that weekend. So I'm sure that there's more people out there like me who also felt the same way, that they got to learn a lot about the Disney community at the meet.
Well, and everyone's so, like I said, so friendly. So if it wasn't Lou with, you know, MEI Travel, and if it wasn't with Mike Rauman with the Magic for Less Travel, you know, who are some of the longest running, most popular podcasts in the Disney community, I mean, there are things like this is the truth. There may not have been a heavier hitter than Lee Cockrell. You know, Lee Cockrell is a former executive vice president of operations for the Walt Disney World Resort. All right. So, I mean, like, and here's Chris and Stacy, and Lee Cockrell.
Yeah, exactly.
What's up, Lee? Yeah. we're walking by.
We've got a spinning wheel over here. Come and see us.
So, but everyone is so genuine and so nice because they're real people and, you know, they care. And that defines like the Disney community. Yes, there are people in the Disney community that are the opposite or self-serving, but everyone was there for a selfless reason. No one was making a significant amount of money. Jeff Barnes was selling his book if it was agreed upon that he could. But even Jeff was talking to people like his friend. Me and Jeff had a discussion on, oddly enough, the 1987 San Francisco Giants lineup, because he comes from San Francisco. We had like a 20-minute discussion on baseball.
So that's really funny you said that, because I heard you talking to him and I slowly backed away when I heard you talk about baseball. I was like, yeah, I have nothing to add to this part of this conversation.
Nerds.
I'm going to go over here to see the Star Wars guys.
You know, Jeff and I it started off with the Cubs, went to the St. Louis Cardinals. Cardinals went to the Giants, and then there we go. We're off and running. So, but yeah, again, there's podcasters, there's tons of people, there's food that they are taking donations for, but you name it, they got it as far as food, pizzas and hot dogs and salads and anything you want, sandwiches, cold cuts, pretzel bread. It's unbelievable. Dole whips. Chad Pennycuff had a booth there, and Chad's obviously, you know, he's one of our friends and with my DVC points, and even Scott Ferrioli and B. Thaxton had a booth last year when Scott and B were working together, you know, for buy and sell DVC. So you never know who's going to turn up at the meet. But the main stage, the attractions are spaced out where there's a main stage. And it could be Yeehaw Bob for 45 minutes or Brian Hall, who does those amazing Disney singing voices, impressions, and he's really good. And then off in a different room, separate from the main room, is like their, quote, breakout room, where they were having discussions. And this year, Jim Hill couldn't make it, but like Jim Hill's been there. And this year, in his place, it was Terry Weaver and McNair Wilson, who's a former Imagineer, discussing things, Jeff Barnes discussing things, and coffee with Kenobi, and really like going in depth with like a specific topic. So the entertainment is there. It's just not people sitting around. There are things
right.
that people can do. If it's not Lou on stage or Mike on stage or the raffles, there's always something going on.
Absolutely. And if you think you think Disney, you oftentimes think kids, and we're talking all about adults right now. This is all adult entertainment. But for the kids, there was a lot of stuff to do too. They had characters, they had princesses, Marvel, they had Star Wars characters. They had a little virtual reality area where you could, I guess I didn't do it, but Scott said that they were riding on hot air balloons or something like that.
Okay.
But they also had a little kids area where the girls got, Britta and Beatrice got their face painted. They got their nails painted, tons of tattoos, not real ones. They're the sticker kind.
Real tattoos. Real tattoos. Snakes on their neck and stuff. Okay.
But, I mean, the kids just, I mean, I don't even think that I saw Britta more than probably 15 minutes during the day because she was just off doing fun stuff. And thankfully, my mother-in-law and father-in-law were there also. It was my father-in-law's first Indie Disney meet. I think that they both had a lot of fun, but thankfully they were there because my mother-in-law did a lot of Britta watching. And I think that your wife Lisa did too. So it was just, I mean, it's just great. I think the entire family can go and have a blast, find something to do during the meet.
Yeah. Now, that was the only thing I noticed this year was the kids' area was slightly smaller than it was last year.
Yeah, it wasn't like a room like it was before.
So I think the reason why was the crowds are getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and they needed more dining area and more table space for people. So that is one of the issues, is it's gotten so big in the room. We realize this. I don't plan anything for this meet. I just show up. But Aaron Del Prince, who organizes it, realized we need a bigger room. You know, we need a different location for this pretty soon, because in numbers, it's probably over 1,000 people for the day, maybe more. It could be significantly more. I'm a bad estimate. But for us specifically, like, how did we prepare? And like, what did we set up for that day? What were you and I doing? What was Chad doing? What were we doing for the day?
Yeah. So we had our table. And everybody, I mean, you're pretty much on your own as to how you want to set up your table. Everybody had, I believe they're probably 6-foot tables. And we brought our own tablecloths and everything. And at our table, we had our spinning wheel where we had different prizes that you can win. We had gummies from Albany's. Thank you so much for donating those, Albany's.
Absolutely. Well, Albany's donated everything. You're right.
Yes. And then we just had some like little toys and some stickers and different things that they could win when they spun the wheel. We also had our selfie contest going and got a lot of selfies taken with listeners and with other visitors to the Indie Disney Meet. And then we were just kind of giving away business cards and just chatting with people. And I have to give a big shout out to Lucy, Chris's daughter. She was amazing at the Indie Disney meet. I mean, amazing. She kind of went from being a little bit shy about talking to people. By the end, she was really, I mean, she was really pulling them in. And she was there the entire day. She didn't even want to go to the bathroom. She didn't want to go get food. She was there the entire time. So I thank her so, so much. I don't think that we could have done as good of a job as we did without Lucy there. So pass along my sincere thanks to her.
You know, so as a dad with a critical eye, I'm always looking at my kids and I do say, you did well, congratulations, I'm proud of you. I do, but like, you're always looking like you're waiting for like the shoe to drop. But you're absolutely right. I don't think you and I could have had as much fun that day if we didn't have a person working in the trenches. And for that day, Lucille like rolled up her sleeves and she wanted to help, like from the moment like we arrived to the moment we left.
Yeah,
like,
that was her. I was so impressed.
Yeah.
With her.
So she
and
did do a good
just
job.
Like, and she's just getting so grown up. I mean, I feel like I'm talking about her like she's 10 years old. She's a freshman in high school, but I mean, like, she's just really just a great kid. So you should be very, very proud of her and all that she did. I mean, like, I was able to go and watch some of the entertainment because I knew that she was holding down the fort for a little while. So that was really great.
Now, make no mistake, we had our spinning wheel and we're giving away stuff. And honestly, all that is just it's like the decorative amount on the plate. All we're trying to do is we're having you come by because, frankly, Stacy and I, mainly me, I never shut up. You know, so all I want to do is talk to people. So, so tell me about, when was the last time you were at the parks? So that was just a conduit for us to start conversations with people.
Absolutely.
Hashtag our trick, you know. So, you know, we were just having people come by and it was cute to see the kids. We had so many fun discussions with people. And so many really cool, meaningful discussions. So I have a couple stories, if you don't mind. Let me just fire off a story.
No, go for it.
So later on, I only found out later on that the couple that I was talking to is a family of Angie Weaver West. And Angie is in our Facebook group. So she's a travel agent. So just putting it out there, an older lady and an older gentleman walked up to me, and by age, I mean, I'm not going to describe what their ages were, but they were so cute. She was wearing mouse ears and Disney stuff, and he walked next to her, and they wanted to stop by and talk. So, you know what? I love talking to anybody. So I said, you guys are so adorable. I was like, so when was the last time you guys were at the parks? And she said, well, she told me a story about when she was married. This is where they honeymooned, and he took her to the Magic Kingdom. And all of a sudden, I'm hooked in the conversation because you told me you honeymooned at the Magic Kingdom. And it probably, Angie, I apologize if it's wrong. It might have, she might have said 1971 or 72, which I'm guessing that's probably wrong, but it might have been right. So we started talking, and she put her hands up and she said, you know, he's suffering from dementia. So we're going as a family. We don't know if it's going to be his last trip. It might be his last trip to Walt Disney World. And all of a sudden, I was like, that's heavy. You know, that is an emotional thing to hear. And we just went through a long battle with my dad, not from dementia. But all of a sudden, like, I wanted to, like give both her and him a hug. Mm-hmm. So I engaged the gentleman in a conversation, and he was so adorable. I said, are you having fun? And he was having a good day. I know dementia eventually wins, but on that particular day, it wasn't going to win. It was losing.
Mm-hmm. And he was
he was having a good day, and it was so much fun to talk to them. So before they left, one of the like secret prizes I had for people was I ordered from eBay tickets, like the ticket book, you know, an A ticket, a B ticket, a C ticket, mm-hmm. you know. So I had the ticket books. I went and had like 19 tickets plus a few like attraction coupons, which was that day's fast pass. And I cut them and I laminated them. So I made him hold his hand out and pick one at random. So they got a ticket, and I was like, this is a bookmark for you guys. And it was such a good conversation. If I didn't meet Jamie, Rick, or anybody else that day, I left there, and like that will forever be etched in my mind, having that conversation with them. And I, you know, I texted Angie later, and I was like, Angie, you know, or it's on Facebook, I want to keep up to date with your mom and you. Tell me how everything went. I'm dying to know. So what a fantastic experience. It was unbelievable to have that happen.
Yeah, that's really amazing.
And what do you remember? What are your memories of the day? Like, what do you take from there?
You know, I don't have like a specific person coming up, I guess, and talking. It was more just a collective of just lots of different little conversations and just reconnecting with people that I hadn't seen for a year or, you know, ever. You know, so just hanging out and getting out of my comfort zone. And if you know me, I'm a little bit introverted, and reaching out to people isn't my strong suit, but I was like, I'm going to put that all away and I'm just going to get out there. And it really worked. And I had a lot of fun just, if they were coming up to our booth, I was going to talk to them. So
it's none of our strong suits, Stacey. You're right. You did a great job of it. We're not outgoing people like that, even though we have a podcast, but we're talking to each other, you know, on our phones and on our microphones. That's different. So you're exactly right. We did meet some people. We met a young lady that was dressed as the Tree of Life.
Yes.
And
she's amazing.
She's amazing. Her name is, and if I say this wrong, I apologize. It's Emery, but it looks like E. Mary. So I'm going to say Emery Warner, and I probably got that wrong, so correct me, please. So she was adorable. She wore a green sweater with Tree of Life, like photographs all over it with ivy. It was priceless. I mean, she was such a cutie. We met one of the girls is a running girl for the Wizards, correct? Jody, is that right? She's a runner for the
Wizards? They both are. Okay. Yes. So both sisters.
Jody Drake is I've seen pictures of her with the Wizards. And then we meet Heather, and I'm going to say this wrong, to Honeman Van Slyke. We have a long conversation, and they're taking pictures with Stacy. So of course I do the Chris thing and force them to take pictures with me. Oh man. And we end up having this like 20-minute conversation, just adorable. And Heather, what happened later on that day, Stace?
Heather, I was like, okay, so first of all, I'm kind of like, yeah, she's one of us. She's, you know, she follows the podcast now. She's in EDCOT.
Yep.
And then I was leaving and I had forgotten something. I kind of walked back. They were doing the they were doing some random things at the very end. And all of a sudden I see Scott standing in the doorway. So I go back and look, and they're doing the drawing for the trip to, that they were giving away to Walt Disney World. It was a raffle that you could purchase tickets for. And Heather's name got picked for the winner. So I felt so dorky. I go, I know her. So then I went, and this is my claim to fame. I went and took the photo of her standing on the stage getting, you know, with Lou and with Aaron. And I took the photo that they used for the on their Facebook page. So I was like, yeah, that was my photo. My claim to fame.
It was a fantastic it's like six nights and tickets and food.
Yeah.
It's like a crazy, crazy trip. So she ended up winning that.
It was her birthday too.
Mega score.
So that was great. Yes.
Other moments that were amazing is our friends, and I know you're listening, you're like, I don't even know who these people are, but like we had people that have been on our show before, Jan, and Jan's mom, who did a trip report about going to Disneyland Paris and in Paris itself, and Jan's daughter, and that was fantastic. Katrina,
they're so sweet.
Seeing Katrina and Bella, even though I only saw Tyler and Carson for a little bit, that was amazing. Rick, a biggest surprise of the day, I think, as far as people, was seeing Bea Thaxton. You know,
yes,
Bea comes from Florida, and she surprised us with we have no idea who's going to show up. We're just happy to have people there that come by and say hello to us, and Bea Thaxton shows up, and that was really cool. And
that was very cool.
She showed up for the day, and she showed up with her new boss, whose name is Seth, and they came down just for the day, which was utterly amazing. It was great to see Bea. Everyone was wearing... I never saw somebody. I couldn't even imagine that many people wearing Dubs shirts that day.
I know, that was so cool.
We hadn't asked anybody to do that. We were going to do it, of course, but you know, we have people. You know, Bea's wearing it, and Katrina's wearing it, and Tyler was wearing it, and I mean, everybody seems to be Rick Forbes and JJP. They're all wearing Dubs shirts.
My father-in-law too was wearing his.
Awesome. It was the same color that I got too. It was the the Heather Gray, but. Seeing I was joking about the Dubs colors fly. It made me feel like so humbled, but like so honored that people would like somehow there's connection that they would want to wear it and represent that day. That was such a cool experience.
It was very cool.
For two knuckleheads like you and I, and you know, I would include Pete in this, but he wasn't here today. But for the knuckleheads we are, to actually feel like, quote, celebrities for that one day, like I couldn't repay them enough, you know, for that day. It was such a fantastic,
absolutely,
such an awesome, awesome experience. The kids were awesome, amazing. So we had little ones there, 6-year-olds, 4-year-olds, 10-year-olds. Every kid behaved well. If it wasn't Beatrice, it was Britta. If it wasn't Britta, it was Lincoln and Bryn working all day for Chad at his booth. It was Carlin, who's JJP's kid, and Bella. They were all amazing. They were all so well behaved. I didn't hear a peep out of Griffin all day hanging out with his dad. You know, they were just unbelievably well behaved kids.
Yeah, they did a really good job.
So that night we leave and we decide we're gonna go. We're done with it. Oh, you know what? We probably should talk about this too. Stacey, you ever buy anything on eBay? You know how eBay works?
Oh yes.
Okay. How does eBay work, Stacey?
So, well, I bought a lot of things before eBay was the eBay that it is now, but basically when I used to purchase things, you'd go on there and you either buy something immediately and you can get it for a higher price, or you can enter into an auction where you can put your highest bid or whatever the highest amount you're ready to pay, and then you just kind of wait it out to see if you've won. But then you're at the mercy of the seller if they're going to do the things that they need to do. Am I setting you up okay?
You are, Chris? You're setting it up perfectly. So everything at the Indie Disney meet last year and this year is online. Prior to that, if you were there, you were the only person buying. So like rich Uncle Pennybacks Chris Malik might walk in with $1,000 and walk home with just about everything on the table. But now I'm competing against the public as well too, which is smart because the goal is to raise as much money for Give Kids the World Village in Kissimmee, Florida, which is a resort that caters to families and helps fulfill dreams for families of kids that are severely ill. And they maybe the family can't afford it. Maybe they spent you know, their money on medical care. So they provide them a vacation of a lifetime. So it's a very noble, honorable charity. So it's called Give Kids the World. It's in Kissimmee. They want they always take volunteers. So if you're down there, please look them up. So the idea is you're competing against Public for the silent auction, and all the silent auction prizes are donated by people like us. We donated a couple of Jim Shore figures, vendors. People donate a bunch of things. All right. So if you guys know anything about me, I'm a collector. I like to have things. Things are my thing. All right. I like to have things. So I don't like the small stuff. I like the big stuff. You know, I like to pretend like I'm walking in like a this is bad, like a Mexican drug lord. I'm going to buy it all. It's all coming home with me, right? So I'm looking at the pictures. I've got $200 in this picture. I got $200 in this picture. I got $300 in this picture. I'm like, sweet Jesus, if I win it all, I'm going to be in a hole for $1,000. So two of them get eliminated. But the picture I really want is like, I'm looking at it right now. It's like 20 inches tall by 3 feet. It's a Disney fine art print of 7 Disney villains. It's really cool. It's really pretty. But it's because of the villains, right? I want it. So the high bid's like $180. So I'm like, that's nothing. I'm going to go. I can make more money. It's nothing. So I go and drop like $225 on it, right? So I'm the high bidder for $225. Later on that day, I go back to it, and somehow the app looked like I wasn't the high bidder. Like, the high bid was $225, and I was like, son of a, someone's trying to get this thing on me. So I go, because I'm me, and I go enter in the bid at $400. Enter. Take that, whoever is bidding against me. Stick
it. I don't think I've heard this story, how this unfolded.
Stick that in your face, whoever is bidding against me. $400, right? And I'm like, that's coming home with me. I don't care how much it costs, right? So I go and look later on, and the new high bid is $400. But I'm in a frenzy right now, right? And I'm looking because my wife, bear in mind, she put an accidental bid on something that was like $275. And I'm like, okay, now this is getting real, because now I'm going to be in the hole legitimately like $700 or $1,000 if everything comes in. And then I forget that it was me who put the $400 bid in. And I'm like, that mother? And I'm getting mad. So I go and drop another quarter on it, and I'm at $425. Enter. High bid. Take some of that. Finally, the bid ends at $425, and I realized I had been bidding myself up the entire freaking time. So I could have had this thing for $200 or $225. Whatever. It's for Give Kids the World. It's for charity.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember,
so funny.
At the end of the day, you know what? It didn't matter. It really didn't matter, because the picture, you know what? I could buy it on eBay. I actually came home and looked at it. It's like $275 on eBay. It doesn't come with the story, and the story is worth the extra $150. It is for charity. I don't care.
You're correct.
If you guys know anything about me, you know what? I'm a sucker. You tell me the story, and I got money for you. You know, so I'm a sucker for stuff like that. So I've got me a $425 picture I'm looking at, but take that, whoever was bidding against me. Take that and put it in your pipe and smoke it.
Hilarious. Right? I really wish that the bid for the accidental thing would have come in too, because that would have been really two really great stories, right?
Oh, man. Oh. So anyways, that night's Rick Forbes' birthday. We buy him a birthday cake, sing happy birthday to the Rickster. And, you know, the kids are chilling out at the pool. This is the part where, like, it's the family part of the day. So
yeah.
We leave the event. It's a long day. It's from 11. We're there at like 10 to 7. We go back to the hotel. Everyone brings their dinner. We get Rickster a cake. We all sing happy birthday. We chill out, and we end up by the pool. All the kids are playing in the pool, and the parents are talking. And it was like, and this is the truth, it was like your cousins and your uncles that you haven't seen for a year all just catching up with each other.
Right.
But the funny thing is, we all had been caught up with each other, but it was just so much fun to just enjoy each other's time, and if you're, like I said, if you live in Colorado, Pennsylvania, Texas, Ohio, Florida, anywhere, and you're debating, it's not like Stacy and I are super special people, but the time that we have together is so much fun. I've often thought that this year, this might be our last year at the America Inn, only because we need a bigger pool and we need a bigger hotel with the biggest, bigger breakfast area if we have the same people show up next year, which I have every reason to believe they will, and there'll be more people. So once we find dates, we're going to release information. If you've ever given any thought to it and you could take off even for just a day or two, it's so worth your time. I promise you, it's such a fun time.
It is the best.
So give us one thing, and then, Stacey, if you could describe, if you can convince me, let's say I was a curmudgeon and I didn't want to show up, how would you get me to the Indy Disney meet?
All right. So you say that you will meet up with these friends sometime at Walt Disney World. You'll all be there at the same time or whatever, like you were talking about earlier. Here's the thing. This is a place that you can go where nothing else is competing for your attention except for hanging out with people you really, really love.
Oh, good, good.
So, you know, being at Disney, you're pulled everywhere. Here, you really are focused on the people. You're focused on the fun. You're focused on raising money for Give Kids the World. It's just, it's unlike anything I've ever been a part of, and it's just a really great time.
Outstanding. Okay, so you have a contest that we have to go, and what was our contest? You mentioned a selfie contest. I know by the time the show's released, it's going to be done, but what is the selfie contest you mentioned?
So we tried to figure out a way just to kind of, it's like, you know, doing some brand exposure and stuff for the Dubs, and if you visited the Indy Disney meet, you could be entered into a drawing by doing a few different things. So, and they all involve selfies. You would get certain entries to win a $15 Disney gift card. So to get an entry, you had to, number one, attend the Indy Disney meet. Number two, like our Facebook page, you can get an entry that way. You can get an entry by joining Edcot. And you can get an entry by taking a selfie with either Chris or myself, so or both. So in total, you could end up having four entries, one for the Edcot, one for the Dubs, and then one for each selfie that you post on social media with a special hashtag or on our Facebook page. So we're going to go and compile all that data and then put everybody into a drawing and we'll pick a winner.
Outstanding. And we had a lot of people enter into Edcot. We had a lot of picture. The Positano family, who are just adorable. And I didn't mention them earlier. Jeff was coming down.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
With his wife, Carly, and their daughter. And they came down. They were staying at a hotel right across the expressway, but they were just adorable. Took a picture with you. And of course, I went and found them and I said, hey, what am I, chopped liver? So I literally forced...
Yeah, so they're the family that's the opposite of the Harrisons, where they kind of thought they might want to be part of this experience, but weren't so sure. So they're like, let's get a hotel across the way.
Those people are
just
weird.
Just in case.
But
so
next
hopefully they'll be joining us next year.
Next year, they'll join us. They can see we're harmless. But you know what? It's all for fun. Everything we do on that day is for fun. We have no, you know... We have no ideas that were anything important. Everything we do is for fun with laughter and smiles on our face. So, again, something to consider if you're close or you're willing to travel for that weekend. So worth your time. I promise you it's worth your time.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so if you'd like to see our pictures, which we had great pictures, we posted them in our Facebook group, which is called Edcot, E-D-C-O-T. So request to join. We accept everybody. We support everybody. It's unlike any other Disney Facebook group out on Facebook. I know I say that like I'm trying to sell it to you. It's true. It's unlike anything else that's out there. And it's the community that makes it such. And you know what? We also have some information on our Facebook page for the WDW Review. So take a look, like the page there as well, too. Anything else, Stace?
I don't think so. It's just a great time. Hope to see everybody next year.
All right. So for downloading and listening, we certainly appreciate that. If you could leave us a review, I know we had a call out for some reviews, and we're going to be doing a giveaway very soon. Probably by the time this airs, it's already done. But if you could leave us a review, we would greatly appreciate that. It helps other people find the show. So for my co-host, Stacy, for our missing co-host, Peter, who is silent because he was working in Florida, and for myself, we'd like to thank you and have a great day.
Bye, everyone.